Mary, how does the book man,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Will you fight? This man says no, we'll run and we'll live. Yep, fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. For at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you have been willing to trade all the years from this day to that for one chance? Just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, that you can never take our freedom. Every man dies. Not every man truly lives. You, we must fight for that authentic freedom and live, my friends. By God, we must live. And with the Holy Spirit as your shield and Christ as your sword, may you join Saint Michael and all the angels in defending God and sending Lucifer and his henchmen straight right back to hell where they belong.
Oh, my God.
We are headed into the storm.
The storm.
Of all storms. Yes.
Yes.
The storm is upon us.
It is.
But not without Jesus, our rudder. And in the words of Reagan, evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. God bless you.
Okay, so that was their closer. I just the difference between us and them is just so, their closer was The Passion of the Christ star. You know what that was? That was the after show of the QAnon for God and Country Patriot Double Down Weekend in Las Vegas this past weekend. And they chose the Passion of the Christ star. And he chose for his soliloquy to quote Mel Gibson, which fits in, so perfectly with white supremacists. But Mel Gibson as William Wallace paying homage to Scotland as the closer for the QAnon weekend conference in Las Vegas, which, by the way, ended with a festive mask burning. Our closer is Dave Chappelle. Do you see the difference? You only get one chance. Yeah, and whenever he's, whenever you get to that part where you only get one chance, you only get one chance not to miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. Yeah, it's Eminem for me is what it is. So this is the difference between us and the Q people. This is the difference between us and the white supremacists. This is the difference between us and the people who live and get their news off of Facebook. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I thought lightning bolts were going to come out of his arse. I really did. And fire out of his eyes.
I love the guy that's shouting freedom before he jumps in his SUV, goes home, logs onto a QAnon website and says whatever he wants to whoever he wants.
Yes, because it's freedom of speech, you know.
He's struggling for freedom, yeah.
It's a struggle because, the English, I don't know. They're this close to face painting, these QAnon people. I mean, really, but this was the after show, and I just couldn't resist showing it to you just to highlight the difference between normal people and Q people. And this is what is going on in our country, the radicalization of normally normal people by virtue of Facebook having, and now we know, 10,000 data points in the algorithm. 10,000 ways to serve you, 10,000 ways to feed you whatever it is you like, 10,000 data points. And again, there's a lot of explanations. There's a lot of articles. There's a lot of reading. There's a lot of, it's so complex, like Lawnmower Man, okay? It's like, I never knew it was so complex. That's because it's not. It's not. One company should not have 10,000 data points about you. And it is just that simple. If you said to any company in the United States of America that you cannot have on file 10,000 data points for any of your customers, not nary one American would say, that's fine with me. They should have all the, they should know my favorite color. They should know whether or not I'm circumcised. Really? And that is the problem with Facebook. And now we're sitting here in the middle of jury selection in a federal civil trial for people who were radicalized on the right 4 years ago, because, you know, justice delayed is justice denied in America. So only a measly 4 years later, we are actually involved in jury selection. Oh, yeah. Jury selection for the Charlottesville defendants, for the Unite the Right, white supremacists, Holocaust loving, slavery, you know, remembering Jim Crow, you know, ideologues with a mixture of fascism and weapons. That's what the Unite the Right rally was. And then the person who got killed that day was Heather Heyer. And she was run over by a neo-Nazi in his car. Okay. And so just a measly 4 years later, we're actually now in jury selection. Woohoo! Jury selection. And you know what? You know what? It isn't a criminal trial. No. This is a civil trial. This is for money damages. There is no criminal trial. The only criminal trial was for the punk who drove the car that killed Heather Heyer. That's it. That was the extent. Now, let me just tell you something. These defendants in this civil case brought with them to Charlottesville, Virginia, not just Jews will not replace us and Holocaust loving and, you know, because the Robert E. Lee statue was coming down and they love slavery and they love Jim Crow and they love fat. No, they brought with them semi-automatic weapons, pistols, mace, rods, armor, shields, and torches. And there was no criminal trial for the dozens of defendants who are on trial in a civil setting 4 years later. What is wrong with us? Can I just ask a question? What is wrong with us that we see that there are people in this country who literally can get away with doing that? That they can literally get away with bringing rods and armors and shields and torches and pistols and mace and semi-automatic weapons while walking down the street with tiki torches chanting, Jews will not replace us. How is that possible in this here country? How is that possible? And you know, there are terabytes of data that will be introduced in this trial. Terabytes, we're talking. And the terabytes of data come from social media. And they're all talking to each other on Discord, okay? They're talking to each other and they're talking about how they want to run people over. They're talking about smashing skulls. They're talking about hatred. They're talking about killing people. They're talking about rage and hate and violence and death. And all of this, and now the civil trial is based on two things. That they're racist, which, by the way, they don't deny. But that they entered into a conspiracy to commit crimes, to hurt people. And they deny that they were involved in a conspiracy. And I'm telling you that there's 5 terabytes of evidence, including a leaked trove of communications from the platform Discord, where planners were messaging each other about the rally, not just using racial slurs against blacks and Jews, space Jews, you know, but they were sharing their violent fantasies of cracking skulls and driving into the crowd. Driving into the crowd, which eventually happened. They're being, the attorneys, the plaintiff's attorneys, they are accusing the defendants under the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, which was designed to protect newly freed black people from the Ku Klux Klan. It's the 21st century.